And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. President Trump has designated Saudi Arabia a major non-NATO ally during the Crown Prince's recent White House visit, strengthening military and economic ties between the two countries. Trump announced the move alongside a historic strategic defense agreement and confirmed plans to sell F-35 stealth fighters to the Saudis. In return, the Crown Prince pledged to boost Saudi investment in America from $600 billion to nearly $1 trillion, roughly equal to the kingdom's entire sovereign wealth fund. Speaking of things that are somehow existing now, an abortion activist has finally published a long-promised children's book teaching five-year-olds that abortion is a superpower. You heard me right. Abortion is Everything is the name of the book, and it markets itself to kindergarten through third graders, explaining how killing preborn children gives humans the capacity to imagine the future and make choices that lead us toward the life we envision. And if you think that's absurd, the Washington Post, an actual newspaper that people pay money to read, has just celebrated a gay sheep fashion show hosted by the hookup app Grindr. Meanwhile, New Mexico's government is asking middle and high schoolers if they identify as two-spirit, a term LGBT activists invented in 1990, but mark it as ancient indigenous wisdom. The survey also asks 11-year-olds about their sexual history, their suicide plans, and their drug use. But here's the good news. Parents can opt out. Minnesota taxpayers just learned that they have been funding international terrorism. Under Governor Tim Walz, billions in welfare dollars were stolen through fake nonprofits and shell companies, with law enforcement sources confirming that some of those funds reached an al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group. The Feeding Our Future nonprofit alone turned a $3.4 million child nutrition program into a $200 million fraud machine. And in the city of Memphis, a judge blocked Governor Bill Lee's deployment of National Guard troops recently, despite the city's consistent ranking among America's most dangerous. The federal-state partnership had already led to nearly 3,000 arrests and seized 453 illegal firearms, but Memphis Democrats complained it was overburdening the criminal justice system. Apparently, arresting criminals is now considered a problem. 63% of those in the state of Tennessee approve of the deployment. Meanwhile, New York's mayor-elect insists 35,000 officers are sufficient, even as the police commissioner warns that crime reductions happen against all odds with a justice system that prioritizes offenders over victims. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And also, don't forget you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.